Many blessings to you and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Philippians 2, the verses 12 to 13. Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. My theme is active faith. Dear friends, Paul's writing to the Philippians offers a powerful reminder of the balance between divine intervention and personal responsibility in the Christian journey. He calls on believers to work out their salvation with fear and trembling. Yet in the very next breath, he assures them that it is God who works in you. At first glance, these directives may seem contradictory. Are we as believers the architects of our spiritual journey, or is it all divinely orchestrated? The truth lies in the harmony of these statements. Just as a seed requires both water and light to grow, our faith blossoms through a combination of divine grace and personal commitment. Consider the Philippians' context. They were familiar with Jesus' sacrificial love, a love that put humanity's needs above his own. This selfless love wasn't passive. It was active and transformative. It is against this backdrop that Paul encourages believers to emulate Christ by actively cultivating our relationship with God. We are not simply waiting for divine intervention, but actively participating in God's unfolding plan. This participation isn't born out of obligation, but inspired by Christ's example. If Jesus, the Son of God, exhibited such humility and selflessness, how much more should we, as his followers, strive to do the same? Our actions then become a reflection of God's work within us. My dear friends, Philippians 2, 12 to 13 challenges us not to be mere spectators in our faith journey. We are co-laborers with God. As Paul expressed in his letter to the Corinthians, it is by God's grace that we are what we are, and his grace is not in vain. Our effort, fueled by God's grace, can lead us to a transformative faith, one that not only changes us, but also impacts those around us. In essence, the journey of faith is a partnership, a dance between divine grace and human effort. Both are essential, both are transformative, both together lead us toward a deeper, more profound relationship with God. And so, friends, whenever we find ourselves complacent or distant in our faith journey, this passage pushes us to reignite our spiritual commitment and work alongside God's transformative power. Two questions for reflection. One, how can I actively participate in strengthening my faith daily? Two, in what areas of my life do I need to feel God's power working more prominently? Lord God, our Heavenly Father, guide us as we strive to work out our faith daily. May we always remember that you are at work within us, guiding, empowering, and leading. Inspire us to partner with you every step of our spiritual journey. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen.